and staying at the Jersey Shore, many people there are elevating their sandy damaged homes to lift them out of the reach of surging waters. But lifting homes presents some problems for elderly and disabled residents who call the shore home. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, here's WHYY's Tracy Samuelson.
Richard West has late onset muscular dystrophy.
So I need access. I need support.
And also
power with a ventilator, oxygen.
He owns a 900-square-foot home on a canal in Tuckerton, New Jersey, just north of Atlantic City. He's a pretty independent guy, and maintaining that independence is important to him.
You want to go in my house?
Sure. Right now, he enters his home by zipping up a ramp that runs the whole length of the house. And with so many unanswered questions about how high he might have to lift his home, he decided he should move inland.
Easier, safer to move on.
Dorothy McDowell moved to an independent living facility after Sandy ripped a wall off her home in Toms River, New Jersey. Rebuilding would have meant building higher and further back from the water. Dorothy's in a wheelchair after polio as a kid and a car accident in the 70s. She figures the changes would have required an elevator, so she worried about power outages.
And then the final thing was the expense.
Generally, the rule of thumb is you need 1 foot of ramp for every inch of height.
Mary Saccone is a managing attorney with Disability Rights New Jersey. She says it's tough to say how many elderly or disabled people on the shore are in the same boat.
Currently, many of the houses down in that part of the state are one-story little houses that for people who have disabilities or the elderly are very easy to maneuver. They can, you know, there may be at most one step to get up.
Homes that need to be, say, 8 feet off the ground would need a ramp as long as a basketball court. It becomes impractical very quickly. But Saccone says there's another group of people who should be thinking about this. Second homeowners who plan to eventually retire down the shore.
And in a few years, if they suddenly can't do stairs, then they're going to wind up having to, you know, put in a lift at that point. It may be less feasible, it may be more complicated, and probably more costly.
Saccone says baby boomers might not need a lift or an elevator right now, but if they leave space for it as they rebuild, down the road, it could save lots of headaches and maybe some achy knees, too. For Here and Now, I'm Tracy Samuelson in Tuckerton, New Jersey.
We will take a break. When we come back, Robert Pinsky helps us remember Ireland's great poet, Seamus Heaney, who died today. You're listening to Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.